It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll hear about a new effort to save one of the state's tribal languages.
First, Republican state lawmakers are working to approve the two-year Wisconsin state budget before July 1st, the beginning of the next fiscal year. There are several sticking points, though. Transportation funding, financing a new Buck Stadium in Milwaukee, and the prevailing wage law.
Sean Johnson is back with us to check in on these issues. He's the state government reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, let's start with this transportation funding issue. This has been one of the biggest sticking points. Where are we now on this?
I think we're about where we've been for a while now, and that is no deal. The governor proposed borrowing $1.3 billion for transportation in the budget he introduced, you know, back this winter. Republicans said pretty much from day one, Republican lawmakers, that is, that was going to be a problem. They weren't going to be able to support that. And that's kind of where we are today. I mean, negotiations have been going on this topic for quite a while now. Republicans say they're looking at reducing that bonding by quite a bit. But obviously, here we are in mid-June, and the Budget Committee hasn't met for a few weeks now. So they've hit a wall on this.
And we've talked over the last year about different proposals to increase revenues in different ways to pay for roads, gas tax, user fees, that sort of thing. As far as we know, unless something's happened behind closed doors, those are still off the table, right?
It does. It sounds like they're still off the table. The biggest fee increase that Republicans really kind of rallied around, you heard both legislative leaders say that they would consider adding this to the budget, was a vehicle registration fee increase. And that was by no means going to wipe out all of that $1.3 million in bonding, but it would be a new source of revenue that the state would use to pay for roads instead of just putting it all on the credit card. So it's a rare step to hear two Republican legislative leaders come out and say, yep, we would do that. We'd raise that fee. But the governor came out almost immediately and said, no, I will veto that. Or, you know, while he might not have used the veto word, he said, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where we're at. And so without new revenue, he's opposed to new revenue. They're opposed to the borrowing. And so now the question is, how much are they going to cut borrowing? And beyond that, the question is, are they going to kind of prescribe where the state spends what transportation dollars are left? You know, are they going to pick and choose, they being lawmakers, the projects that get money and the projects that get delayed?
So that's currently planned projects, either delaying them or maybe canceling them. I don't know. But once you open that door, that opens the door to a lot of negotiations about where these things happen, whose districts they happen in, it seems to me.
Exactly. It becomes less of a partisan issue and more of a regional issue. You know, if lawmakers in southeast Wisconsin got most of their transportation projects paid for in the last few budgets, and now they're objecting to this new borrowing that would have helped a transportation project in a district somewhere else in Wisconsin, that's going to breed some infighting there among Republicans. And it's part of the reason we haven't seen a lot from them lately. I mean, they've been doing all their meeting behind closed doors to try to get a deal on this.
So, as you said, we are now where we have been for a while. Probably something's going to come out from somewhere. Any expectation of when that's going to happen?
We keep saying that they're going to meet any time. I mean, there was a thought that the Finance Committee was going to meet this week, potentially today. They did not meet today. And the governor actually had a conference call with reporters this morning, said he was hoping that the Finance Committee would meet this week sometime. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling told the Associated Press, no, that's not going to happen. They're not going to meet this week. So we'll say maybe next week again, but we've been saying that for a while now.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter, about sticking points for the state budget, sort of due by the beginning of next month, though many times in the past the budget has taken longer than that. So from transportation, Sean, to the Bucks Arena. This is another one we've been talking about quite a while. It's there in the budget. I guess the first question is, why is it in the budget and is it going to stay there?
I think probably the shortest, most honest answer is it's in the budget because it's easier to pass when it's part of the budget. I mean, there are all sorts of elements to this plan that have to do with state money. So you can make, from a policy perspective, you can make a pretty good argument for putting it in the budget. But the reason it's there is likely to get the votes to pass this thing. The governor wants to pass it. polling has shown it's not politically popular in Wisconsin to borrow public money for a sports arena, and especially for a lot of lawmakers who don't live in the Milwaukee media market. It's not a politically popular idea to borrow state funds or borrow any funds for this this arena. So it's there. The governor has really pushed on it. But I think from what you're hearing from the leaders of the budget committee, Republican lawmakers who chair that committee, it may come out of the budget that they think that they're going to need Democratic support to get this through. And given that no Democrats are going to vote for the budget, they're saying we got to take this out and pass it as a standalone bill so that we can get Democrats, particularly Milwaukee Democrats, on board.
And this is happening because despite support for an agreement reached earlier this month from the Republican governor and Republican leaders of each house of the legislature, a lot of rank-and-file Republicans not willing to get on board with this, it sounds like.
Yeah, there are. This is one of those rare issues where you actually have legislators from both parties on both sides of this issue. I mean, you've heard some conservatives really rally against this and say that we shouldn't be in the business of crony capitalism. Some liberals saying, look, this at a time when we're cutting the University of Wisconsin and other valuable state programs, the last thing we should be doing is spending state money, valuable state money, on a sports arena. So this is one of those really rare issues where people aren't going to fall along party lines, and it makes it especially challenging to get votes for the plan. And, you know, making it more challenging to get those votes is the details aren't exactly out there yet. I mean, the governor laid out his plan a little while ago and said, look, it's just in his words, it was just a fact that the state was better off doing this financially than if it let the bucks go. But we still don't have a bill. We don't have language on how this is going to work. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau hasn't had a chance to crunch the numbers and say, what's this going to mean? And so you have a lot of questions out there for rank-and-file lawmakers who are being asked to vote for this.
Now, another issue holding up the budget, as I understand it, ending the state's prevailing wage law. What's the story and the latest there?
Yeah, this is a Republican dispute over what to do with prevailing wage. And prevailing wage is basically like a base wage that the state pays for government construction projects. And it can have the effect of paying union wages to non-union workers, because the government conducts a survey of what contractors are paying for a certain type of job in a certain region. That's how it reaches this prevailing wage. Some Republicans say that goes against the idea of the free market. This is an idea whose time has passed. We've got these huge Republican majorities. Let's get rid of prevailing wage. Some Republicans have said their vote for this budget depends on getting rid of prevailing wage. There are other Republicans who say, look, I don't want to do that. We don't have the votes to do that. And so there's another big one that's holding up the budget.
And then a tax cut package or tax reform package, another one that's caused debates. As I understand it, one piece of this that we've talked about on the show, getting rid of the alternative minimum tax, that's off the table for now.
It sounds like it. And this one's holding things up. And this is an example of an issue that we didn't even really know about, that it was being still debated or negotiated. Until last week, it came out that Republicans were looking at ending the alternative minimum tax, which is primarily paid by people who earn more than $200,000. They wanted to get rid of that and shift that tax burden to other taxpayers, and that would be a $63 million shift in the next state budget, so it's a pretty big deal. They were talking about getting rid of that. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said yesterday they probably won't go with their original plan, but he was pretty vague on what they will do.
All right. We'll be watching that in the couple of weeks till the unofficial deadline. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us as always.
You're welcome, Ron.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter, talking about issues holding up state lawmakers from passing the new 2-year budget for Wisconsin.